Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rick Bramer and we're going to find out about all the magic he does with kids and adults. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning.
Rick, I must tell folks because they know Julie Jepke's at our Atlantic Public Library and I had visited with her about finding a magician, but I find out you're much more than that. And she said, well, here's this really good guy and he will come to Atlantic. So we're looking forward to seeing you in Atlantic this coming Thursday, the August 13th already, the middle of the month. So, Rick, let's start, before we talk about what you're going to do when you're here, let's talk a bit about history. You know, how did you get into balloon work and magic work and all those things you do?
Well, as a kid, and like most children, you know, you get the kids, you get those little hand tricks. And they're a lot of fun, but I didn't really have a serious interest until I was in high school. Our psychology teacher had four different classes, and he had a competition between the four classes, and the class that would do the best got to be entertained by one of his friends who happened to be a professional magician. So our class happened to win, and after he got done performing for us, I was blown away, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. So I went up to him privately afterwards and talked to him, and I said, you know, I know nothing about magic, and I would love to learn how to do this, and can you help me out? And he kind of pointed me down a path, and I've been doing magic ever since, more as a hobby for the, probably the first, 10, 15 years, and then I took it professionally as a business after that.
Okay. So you should be really good at sleight of hand. Your hands have been working these tricks for quite a while. And tell us a bit about the venues. Where I know that you've done hundreds of libraries, right?
Yeah, I've actually performed in 19 states, and I've done anything from two people to a private little where a gentleman was proposing to his fiance and wanted me there to produce the ring during a magic.
Wow.
So I've done anywhere from two people to thousands of people for festivals, corporations. I do company Christmas parties, company picnics, birthday parties, schools, libraries, you know, basically whoever wants to hire me for entertainment.
Well, it's it has to be, I think, even though you've done it thousands of times, new every time for you.
My favorite thing, even though, like you said, I've done it many, many times and I've seen the tricks over and over myself, but the expression that you get from the people, it's not always the same. Yeah, they're excited and stuff, but they react differently in their own way. And it's fun to see, like, their mouth drop open or their hands go up in the air, and they just get overwhelmed sometimes when you've really pulled the socks over their eyes, if you will.
And yeah, and I know we all say, well, how does he do that? I mean, we're just surprised if we haven't done any of that ourselves, especially, I think. We go, how does he do that? Do you ever give any of your secrets away, especially to kids?
I do when I'm teaching classes. I have no problem. I don't give everything away. I give the beginning tricks and stuff. I want them to see if they're going to have a strong interest before we start revealing too much on that. So, you know, we teach them the beginning tricks for that. And I teach hundreds of kids a year, actually, how to do magic. I also teach adults. I've done adult classes. Most adults only want to learn so that they can do it for their children or grandchildren. But kids want to do it because, well, like I said, it's a cool hobby, and they like fooling their friends and family and stuff like that. I have had a couple of my students that have actually become magicians themselves over the years. So that's kind of neat to see it come full circle.
It certainly is. And I was going to ask you that question because when you pull people in, and again, I think especially kids who find that interest that, yeah, surely you've sparked that. And there are probably some you don't even know about.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I get calls from parents a couple of years later, and they'll be like, you probably don't remember me, but you helped me out at a library or wherever. We saw you guys, and you helped my child. You pointed out a couple of books to them for them to learn, and now they're doing magic on their own. And so it's nice to get those kind of calls.
You bet.
Over the years and stuff.
That's a real positive influence.
One of my students, and I always tell this story, when she was 10, she was in one of my classes and took a few lessons in magic. And she just learned about 5 or 6 tricks. But then she lives in a small town, and she got a job at Pizza Ranch doing walk-around magic and stuff.
Oh.
And they hired her one night a week on kids' night. So, you know, she's about 10 years old, cute little girl. And they would have her be there for 2 hours. Well, they paid her $30 an hour to do this. And that's like kind of starting
wow.
out.
Wow, yes.
And so she was making $60 for 2 hours at 10 years old, one night a week. Now, picture a cute little girl coming up to your table. You know, people were throwing her $5 tips and, you know, a couple dollar tips. So she was also making about $30 an hour in tips. So for 2 hours, this little girl would come home with about $100 to $120 a night. Her dad told her that if her school grades dropped at all, that the job would be done. So she had to maintain her grades. She was a B student. And she actually increased her grades to an A because she didn't want to lose the job. So there was a benefit Dad mm-hmm. didn't know was going to happen. Well, she'd been doing this until she got to be in high school. When she graduated, now picture 8 years, $100 a week, that's $5,000 a week. She saved up $42,000 for her college education. And Dad would give her $5 a week when she got paid to do whatever she wanted, and the rest went into a college fund, and that was the agreement for the job. And so how many kids, when they graduate from high school, have that kind of money to throw into college? And think of the job responsibility the child learned over the years. I just thought it was a great story.
It is. All of the things she must learn. She could write a book about all the things she learned, I'm sure. Because even this cute little girl has to have some questions with people. I mean, the relationships with people that she didn't know, as well as I'm sure there were some people she did know at Pizza Ranch. All those kinds of experiences she had. Oh, my goodness. What an effect on her life, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost magic right there.
And I've had some of my students, you know, perform for their church or their school, mm-hmm. their class, you know. So they're not getting paid, but, you know, it's just fun to see them go out and do stuff and have fun with it.
You bet. There's more ways to be paid than money, although
exactly.
money helps our bank accounts. We're visiting with Rick Bramer, who is a magician and a balloon fantastic guy, and he's going to be at Produce in the Park this Thursday night, 4:30 to 6:30. Tell us a bit about the balloon creativity.
I will. I actually go by the name of Rick Eugene when I'm performing.
Okay.
My full name is Rick Eugene Bramer, so a lot of people get confused. I usually don't worry about it, but she probably has me listed as Rick Eugene for this.
Okay.
Thursday, just in case. With the balloons, I'm very fast with balloons. I started learning balloons when I was doing magic shows for birthday parties. And whenever somebody called me, I would always get responses like, well, we can't decide between a clown or a magician. And so I asked one of the mothers one day, I said, you know, why are you considering a clown over a magician? And she says, well, because of the balloon animals. And I said, oh. So I thought to myself, mm-hmm. you know, if I learn how to do balloons, I'll capture more work. And my work actually quadrupled. It was way more than what I thought, because the combination of balloons and magic even goes over quite even more. And so I started out just doing 5 or 6 balloons, you know, some of the more popular ones. And any balloon worker will tell you that you're still learning. You always are learning new things. But I probably make 100 different balloons. I can make anything from something real big or something real simple. But I'm probably one of the fastest balloon workers out there. I get a lot of compliments all the time. People say, wow, I've never seen anybody make them so fast.
Mm-hmm. So fun. And, again, I just want to promote again, everybody's invited to come to the park for Produce in the Park at Atlantic City Park this Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30, and get a free balloon, character, flower, whatever Rick Eugene produces, you're going to be giving those away.
We're going to have some fun. Come
you,
on out.
You bet. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing you then. Rick, you mentioned you've traveled all over the country, so we're really pleased that you're going to be coming to Atlantic to visit with us and entertain lots of folks on Thursday night.
Wonderful. Well,
yes.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We really appreciate you coming, and I'm excited to see you, and I'm hoping lots of little kids and adults. There's, you know, fun for all, so come on out. Thanks very much to Rick Eugene Bramer for being with us today. And until next time, just have fun, enjoy the surprises, because remember that 90% of what you worry about never happens.